What's up, Astro Hoes?
What is up?
What up, hoes?
Hoes.
Teresa, who is this? Who is this other person?
Yeah, I want to know. Who do we have?
Well. Today, we have a special guest, YouTube phenomenon. Cat Sketch. An amazing makeup artist who does a lot of different kinds of makeup tutorials, some spooky ones, some scary stories, all of the above. So welcome to the show, Kat.
Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I'm going to have you write my intro so I never have to do anything. That's awesome. Thank you.
Just take that clip and just put it in the beginning of the
video. Yeah.
I remember that. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for inviting me. This is awesome.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for coming on to the show. This is your first podcast, you said?
Yes, my first podcast. Wow. And I think this is my I've done like little snippets of just sending in an audio, but never like in person. I feel like I'm in the Cool Girl Sleepover Club or something.
Nice.
That's funny.
Nice. Yes. I do love that. I'm so excited. I could burst just because I have a bazillion years in the beauty world.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know I'm like ready to go. I'm like, I need to share this list with chat. I don't know if you guys have something else planned that you want to start with, but I'm literally bursting at the seams to share this with Kat. Are you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, Kat. I'm just so excited, and I hope that this makes you laugh as much as I do. I was in the beauty industry for like 10 years and I was sitting here. I was like, all right, what could be like a fun thing or a funny thing to do in the terms of makeup stuff with astrology? So I put each sign to a makeup brand.
Oh,
yes. So I can either go ahead, go through this, or I can ask you each sign, what do you think the brand would be? And then tell you what I think.
I could tell you what I think, but at the same time, I feel like you're so much knowledgeable. Like, I'm really knowledgeable on brand, but not like the exact of every astrology other than my own.
Okay. Well, okay. So I'll tell you, and then I want you to tell me if you have any other ones that you think blend into this world. And then this is great too for you guys. I know. Yeah. All right. So for Aries, all right, I came up with NARS and Anastasia. My reason being, they're fiery, right? NARS is like this, it's like subtle but bold, you know, they have the, and very like sassy with their product names, like Orgasm and Super Orgasm. But also Anastasia, because they're known for their brows, and I feel like Aries will just serve you a mean, like, what are you thinking, eyebrow? So that's where I thought Aries was NARS and Anastasia. Do you think Aries would be another brand?
Because they're both those brands that they've been around for so long. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're like still in business, still kicking. It also reminds me a little bit of MAC. Gives me the same things as NARS.
It's like kind of like that CEO energy that Aries carries.
Yeah. Yep. And that's definitely like the owner for Anastasia. Like the owner is very like boss ass bitch. Same with her daughter. So
I think her whole family in the business.
Yeah, the whole fam's in the business. It's like a mini Kardashian like makeup world. cool. Yep, MAC too. I agree with that. All right, Taurus, I did Yves Saint Laurent and Armani because I think they're just, you know, that like little luxury, but it's still something that like, you can have a few of these mixed in with your CoverGirl or your Maybelline, and like it'll still blend really well together. So you can have like the homey feel, but these are just those little bits of bougie. Like everyone needs a Touche Eclat. Well, not really. Don't need one, but a tourist needs one because they need that little bit of luxe. Little luxe.
Especially at that price point, and like how everyone's like, oh, you need this from that brand, Tom Ford.
Okay. So yeah. Yes, Tom Ford. Tom Ford's going to come. I have Tom Ford for another one, too. So I'm excited to see if you want to keep Tom Ford there or move it to where I have
No, I totally agree with your placements.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that a nice little bougie makeup brand definitely fits Taurus. But like, right? I like how you put it, like mixing it in with like the drugstore makeup too. Like, you know, like we're going to have some nice bougie stuff, but we're also going to, you know, we're going to also have what's, you know, a little practical. Less expensive. There you go. Practical.
Oh, that's practical. Yeah, but like everyone needs a little touche eclat in their life, a little under eye highlighter, a little boost.
Right.
A little bougie. Gemini, I really hated saying this one. And Tabitha, I'm just sorry in advance. I also want to apologize to all the other Geminis out there, but I know at the end of the day, we all just kind of have to accept it. And it's just something that it is what it is. So the brands for Gemini, the first one is Too Faced.
I mean, it's right there. No, we're not
Too Faced, but like it's literally like come on. Come on. And it's like a fun brand, but also like gets the shit done. Like you can get some real serious stuff done with Too Faced if need be. And the other one I was thinking of was Urban Decay because it's literally all over the place. It's a hot mess express. And that's how I feel.
I thought you said toothpaste. And
I would buy that brand.
I got very confused.
Yeah.
Are you less confused now?
I am significantly less confused.
Okay, yeah. But like Too Faced has a mascara that's called Better Than Sex, and that's hilarious, mm-hmm. and that is a very Gemini thing in my mind. Yes.
But I love that it's just right in the name right there, Too Faced. Right there. I mean, like you said, like it's not because Geminis are two-faced, it's because they literally have two faces because they're twins.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's like right there.
It's right there.
Even though it's T-O-O, not T-W-O.
This is also very true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still right there. I love it.
They have some of my favorite discontinued items. It really breaks my heart how quick they go through their collections. All right. I digress. Cancer. I said Estee Lauder and Milk Cosmetics.
Oh, those are totally different brands.
Totally different brands. But for Lauder, I was just kind of like, it's an OG. It's a comfort brand. Everyone knows of Lauder. If, like there's, you know, there's something just homey about it. And then Milk, even though it is, you know, very skincare based and different ways of different application styles and different like finishes, like it's just like that dewy, like kind of like a happy glow, like that's it. That for me, Milk, if that cosmetic brand was a sound, it would be
like that's it. Like they remind me of astronaut food. Like their packaging is so like out there, and it's like what is this?
Yeah. You're right. You're definitely right with that. You know, and that kind of circles back to toothpaste. So I bet that's, yeah, Milk Cosmetics looks like it could be toothpaste containers. That's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's where my brain's at. Okay. So
I like Estee Lauder. I've never experienced Milk cosmetic products, but I feel like my grandma used Estee Lauder. My mom used Estee Lauder. Like it's definitely fits that nostalgic vibe that Cancer holds, you know?
Milk is like you just smear it on and you can blend it with your fingers. And then it looks natural, but there's something there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It just adds a little razzle dazzle.
Cool.
Leo, I did Guerlain and Dior.
Oh, so we did
bougie. But well, I know Dior can sometimes go more on the pinkish side for a lot of their compacts and things, like the actual colors. But I feel like both of them do really good with gold. Like they do their golds really, really well, especially Guerlain. And like the beads that they have, the setting powder beads for like all over the face. And I was just like, yeah, it needs to be like a super bougie moment. So the Guerlain, which has also that primer that has the gold in it. It's like it's Leo all day.
They have these lipsticks. Guerlain has these lipsticks I call the 007 lipsticks, and they're like magnetic with tiny mirrors, and they look like bullet casings. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate, I have one best friend who's like the ultimate Leo, and her all-time favorite brand is Dior makeup. She only wears it. Dior Air Flash.
Yep. Yep.
I see it. Mm-hmm. It's the gold.
It's the gold and the luxury. Which Yves Saint Laurent could fit into that category too, for sure. But yeah, Dior, it's just like they both, Dior and Guerlain just do gold different, I feel. For Virgo, I decided Hourglass and Bare Minerals. They're kind of practical.
Bare Minerals, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Practical, but get shit done. I love Hourglass, like the Hourglass primer. Have you ever used that?
Yes.
The veil. That's so waterproof, too. It's crazy.
Hourglass and Bare Minerals, they both have, like, products where it's, like, you swipe it on, it's, like, natural, but you're like, is there anything there? But it does, if you know your stuff, it does do something. Like, their highlighter palettes from Hourglass reminds me of, like, the Veil powder from Bare Minerals. And
yeah. I wonder, I haven't even seen if they have one for, because normally they do a holiday set, Hourglass, with their, those setting powders. So beautiful. But yeah, I thought Virgo, it's just like practical, but beautiful. Like it's beautiful stuff, but everything just makes sense.
Absolutely.
Libra, you're going to be the judge here. I did Charlotte Tilbury and Laura Mercier.
Huh. Yeah. I could see that, but I could also see something like a ColourPop. We just want all the things, and it's so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's absolutely way too many collabs.
They do. They do a lot of collabs. Definitely a ColourPop, too. I didn't even think of ColourPop. I don't even have them listed anywhere. Charlotte Tilbury was really about, like, the packaging. Gives like, major Libra Venus vibes. It's just, the packaging's just so beautiful and kind of Art Nouveau-y and all of that jazz.
I love their naming, like Pillow Talk and Hollywood Filter.
That feels Libra to me too.
Mm-hmm. Right?
There's another brand that like people would love if they're a Libra and love Charlotte Tilbury that's like more up and coming called Besame Cosmetics. Have you heard of them?
I have, but I haven't tried anything of them yet. But I've seen it.
Yeah, they remake like 1920s to the 1950s makeup and the packaging too.
Wait, did they rebrand again though? Didn't they used to have the paste mascara.
Yes.
Maybe. All right. Maybe I'm still. Okay. Okay. So maybe I think I have seen the mascara before and I have used that.
They're the only people you're going to see with a over $300 price tag for their collabs because it's like Disney with gold, actual gold.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that can sit in the Libra section as well. I agree with that statement. I do. I agree with that statement. So for Scorpio, I actually put Tom Ford here for Scorpio, and I also put Kat Von D Beauty.
Definitely.
In the Scorpio. Oh.
Those are so similar without me even realizing it.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, because like, I mean, I can't think of it. I should grab it, but it's fine. I have like a few Tom Ford lipsticks, and I'm pretty sure each single one of them, well, I know one of them definitely has the word fuck in the title. And it's like best fucking red or some dumb shit like that. Like it's just the most, it's just like, yes. But yeah, Kat Von D and Tom Ford. That's what reached out, screamed out for Scorpio for me.
I definitely agree with the Kat Von D. I don't know anything about Tom Ford other than sunglasses. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Same person?
Yeah, and clothing and some of my favorite perfumes.
Mm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. The Portofino Neroli one is so good. Okay.
I love Neroli. Neroli smells really good.
Yeah, it does. For Sagittarius, I said Benefit and I said Sephora Collection. Because I was kind of like, the possibilities are endless and it's fun. And like sometimes you wouldn't think that it's like as fun as it really is. Like I feel like people don't know how great the Sephora Collection product line is.
Exactly.
How you can work with those pigments. And I feel like the same thing is with Benefit. Like people see it and they're like, oh, it's cute. And then they like put Hoola on and they're like, oh, this is actually a really boss bronzer. I didn't know. And that's how I feel about Sag. Sag is just like, you know, they're going through life and they're like, they're great, they're great. And then you're like, whoa, no, but they're like really great.
Every time I go to convention stuff, I always wear the Sephora collection lipsticks because they last like over 12 hours. And everyone's like, what are you wearing on your lips? It's the Sephora collection liquid lip.
Hmm. Yeah, they're fantastic. It's so good. It's so good. The eyeshadows, if you actually like, if you use your fingers to apply, you can like put your finger down on the shadow for a few seconds. And it actually like makes the pigment so much brighter and stronger. It's ridiculous. I remember when I was doing some education for when they were relaunching the Sephora brand eyeshadows, they were talking about like how it's with the body temperature that makes the colors even brighter. And it was like one of the first good yellows, like solid yellows was that Sephora collection, matte yellow.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm.
That's colors. Cool. Very cool. I love colors.
Colors are fun. Yes.
Yeah, I usually whenever I do my makeup, I like to call it like a beautiful disaster because there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just like whatever color is feeling good that day. And it's funny that you're talking about yellow because that's what I did. You can't see it because the lighting in here is trash, but like a yellow and like goldy, like kind of doodad.
Yellow is such a hard shadow color.
And you put gold under Leo, and I'm wearing gold, so, yeah.
Yellow and purple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. For Capricorn, I did Bobbi Brown, and I also added back Hourglass again. So I feel like for Virgo, it was the Hourglass and the Bare Minerals, and, like, the Bobbi Brown and the Hourglass. Like, Bobbi, to me, it's the same kind of, like, practical, but you get things out of it. But it just has a little bit more of that, like, boss-ass bitch sass that Capricorn has.
I totally forgot Bobbi Brown existed till just now.
I love Bobbi Brown.
Because Bobbi Brown is like the original. I bought the makeup books, the first one I bought. And she has her new products, but Jones Road, that I want to try.
The bombs?
Mm-hmm.
I want to try them really bad. It keeps popping up on my Facebook feed, too. So they're, like, targeting me really hard to buy this product. And I get it, but it's also rude. Like, they need to let me live a little bit.
I know you're going to crack.
They know that it's going to happen at some point. Yeah. I love Bobbi Brown stuff. Aquarius, I did Makeup Forever, and Pat McGrath. I love me some Pat McGrath. Have you played with Pat McGrath?
Yes, products. I have, but it's so expensive. I bought her first collection when it was just single little eyeshadows in a bucket full of glitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think if have you ever tried Danessa Myricks?
Yes. It's very similar in that pigment payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Danessa stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I think that Danessa could definitely fit into this as well. But the Pat McGrath and the Makeup Forever just screamed the quirky Aquarius to me. Even though it's like, God, you could do so many fantastic things with those brands.
They have so many unique products compared to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the Mothership eyeshadow palette, and it's one of my favorites. And when I used to do wedding makeup, it was always the one that I'd bring out. But I still have it like in the box, and I would like undo it. And like make it this whole experience for people and be like, this I only bring out for special occasions, which is true. But God, that eyeshadow palette is just, and it's, you guys have to look up this eyeshadow palette just to look at the design of the outside of it. It's
right. What's it called?
Half a Woman. It's called, I can grab it. You guys don't even have to look it up.
All right, great.
Her packaging is so gorgeous. I keep the little lipstick cardboards. That's how pretty they are.
Really?
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because it has like these hand-painted bees looking on it. It's just so pretty.
Oh, wow.
She loves putting gold on everything, and she has such unique colors.
I'm all for unique colors.
Mm-hmm. It's glorious.
I feel like a Melt Cosmetics would work good with that, too.
Mm. Oh, Melt. I forgot about Melt. They have one of the most amazing. I have it, and I can't think of the name of it. That like gray purple lipstick.
I have their Beetlejuice palettes.
Nice.
They're so cool.
So this is the Pat McGrath palette.
Ooh,
so pretty.
Very fancy.
You see the bee?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, but yeah, I still have the cardboard in it too. There's just something about it. It looks like a brick of gold on the back. And it's just, I don't have the lighting in here.
That's okay.
But
it looks beautiful. Pretty.
I did makeup for Say Yes to the Dress.
Hey. How was all that?
Yeah. For our wedding, and the bride last minute, you know, decided they wanted to change the whole look because they saw that palette. And thank God for the capabilities of those pigments, because that made me really, really nervous, especially with like cameras recording, as I'm just, yeah, she was like a very like picky on how her makeup looked. She's a model. So it was very particular, but it worked out great. And now that palette is my ride or die. If I ever have to do makeup, that's the palette that comes out, because it just always works. It's tried and true.
I feel like every makeup person has a palette where they're like, this is always going to impress someone and it's always going to work. And mine's like this French cream palette that was in Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. And the makeup artist taught a class on it. And I'm like, well, I have to get it. And
you
it's
have
like,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got a discount for taking her class.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
But what was the cream palette? It's right here.
Yeah. I guess I asked to see it.
It's this giant.
Oh, wow.
It's called Le Maquillage Professionnel. And it's like all of the correctors, undertones.
It's fantastic.
And it has like a mixing cream. So you could do concealer or foundation, how thick you want it.
And then mix it with the cream like together. That's fantastic. Because I don't know how many times I would walk up with all of the shades, and it's like I would always be mixing shades when I would be doing makeup.
And she just uses her fingers.
Yep. It's our free tools. Our free tool.
The phalanges.
The phalanges. That is a really cool palette. It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. And then Pisces. I'm sorry, Pisces are the last. I did Tarte and Fenty for Pisces. And I'm pretty sure Rihanna is a Pisces. Am I wrong?
I believe she is. I definitely know for sure she's an Aries moon, because Aries moon. but I'm pretty sure she is a Pisces. I'm going to look it up just to make sure.
Like, I wrote it down and then I was like, wait, I think it's actually what she is.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they both have that signature product. They both have signature products that they sell out.
Yep. And they both have just, they like play. There's just a lot of things to play with. And I don't know why, but that just gives me Pisces energy. Like, just this like very creative and just like, I don't know how to put it.
Would you say that ColourPop might fit there also? Or no? Because they have so many different sides to them with like all of the different stuff that they do.
Well, Tarte's like, let's play with Amazonian clay. And Fenty's like, let's play with these random matchsticks that we made. And so it's more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that made me think of it is how Tarte comes up with they have like an aqua line, like sea mineral water based droppy things. And that's really what's given me Pisces too, is like how much they've just played with the element of water, even though they're very much into the clay. Like, there's one palette I have from them that I should probably throw out because it is definitely way past expired. but it's very like mermaid themed, and it's a lot of really beautiful gold neutrals with just a pop of aqua, like a really cute, like deeper pink tone. And then their Princess Avenue bronzer. And one of their like blushing bride blushes, like super simple, but just that pop of aqua. It's always like there's things and then just a couple little things to play with. And yeah, I don't know why, but that's gave me Pisces. It was giving me Pisces.
And it's a perfect match.
So what do you think? You think all of them were great then, Kat? You agree?
Yeah, that's the Pisces ones was perfect, because I didn't even think about, they had a whole year of just mermaids and unicorns and
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Is there any brands that you, what, so you think, what was her name? The brand with a D. Why can't I think
Danessa
of the name?
Myricks?
Yes. All right. So she's in Aquarius. What about Natasha?
Denona?
I can't think of. Yeah. What would she be?
Oh.
What do you think she would be?
That's whatever is so ridiculously expensive for just normal makeup.
So we'll put them. We'll put that in Leo. Also, we'll put that in Leo.
Like you would, it would be absurd if you saw the prices of these $50 four pan eyeshadow palettes.
Yeah, yeah. Uh huh. Uh huh. Have you ever used Vizart? I might be saying it wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's they're... I was thinking I get those two mixed up, Vizart and Natasha Denona, because their packaging looks exactly the same.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah,
and then I was trying to think. Too. I was trying to think of where Mario would fall. I feel like maybe Aries.
Oh.
And I also don't know. I mean, Mario makes me instantly just think of the Kardashians, and now I'm like, where would Kylie cosmetics fall?
It's forever. It just goes.
It
on
doesn't
forever.
End. It no, doesn't
it
end.
Never ends.
It's a never ending rabbit hole.
I think Kylie and I actually share a birthday, if I'm not mistaken, August 10th. So obviously,
I try to never give in to buy Kylie cosmetics, but once I saw that Wizard of Oz collection, I'm like, gosh, you did it good, but I don't know if I'm going to get it.
I folded once a while ago, and I haven't folded again. I'm like, I kind of tried it, and I was like, you know what? No, there's just better. It's just, I feel like there's better things. Like the Huda lip stains, I think are just absolutely phenomenal. The Smashbox lip stains. Like when it comes to a lot of product, I don't know. There's so many brands I didn't even put on here either, though. Like Smashbox and Huda. And I feel like I left some out and I feel bad about it. But
Huda surprises me because like they're just little triangle eyeshadows, but there's a lot you could do with them and there's unique stuff in it.
There is, yeah. It's really her lip stains for me. And then Stila, I didn't give a home. And I feel bad about that. I don't know where Stila belongs.
I think they were the first one to do, like, the liquid eyeshadow.
Yes. Absolutely. Stila was, like, the first. Stila and MAC were my first, like, official, like, my, like, nice brand products that I got.
So maybe you could put that with Aries also for the innovation. Aries or Aquarius.
Stila does have some really good innovative stuff. It was within the past, I mean, it was probably like, what, 6 years ago, the brand was purchased by someone that she bought it for her daughter. And I just feel like it's just not the same anymore. That's what happens. So.
Da-na-na.
That's my list.
We loved it.
That was so fun and unique.
Cool. Cool, I'm glad.
Whenever I listen to your guys' like games like this, I'm like, that is so cool. I wouldn't even be able to come up with that.
We got two Geminis. They got big brain energy.
Yeah.
They think of all the fun things. Sure. I'm just like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
But it's also rare that I get to talk to anyone about makeup anymore. Like that used to be my life for 10 years. Like I worked for Sephora brands out like with Sephora and stuff. Sorry if you're, hold on, Rue's scratching her head obnoxiously. Can you guys hear that?
A little bit, but it's not bad.
She's it's really fine. Going at it. I'm surprised. You all right, Rue? All right, she yawned. She's done. But yeah, I just miss it. I don't know. I get so excited because I love all these products and I don't live in that world anymore. And I miss it. I'm going to go shopping. This is my Leo man.
Urban Decay has 50% off a lot of their stuff right now.
What? Like on the website?
Yeah, it's like, wait, hold on. It's like 30-50% off on their website. And this is their best thing they've got right here.
That's the new concealer, right?
It's a foundation.
That's
tinted moisturizer.
Okay, is it really that fantastic? Because I've been wondering, and I've been okay.
If you have like, if you like glowy and you have dry skin or normal to dry,
See, that's where like it can get rough for me because I'm looking for, I'm on the search as we all are all the time for the foundation. The you know how you like you get one for a while and it's like your tried and true, and then you always got to switch it up every once in a while. And I'm looking for that, the new tinted moisturizer for my everyday. I'll probably buy it. Oh my god, it is all 50% off. I'm so excited. Fuck.
Happy Hanukkah to you, Rachel.
Thank you.
They're the only company I buy expensive mascara from because it's worth it.
Urban Decay.
The freak mascara.
Oh, the freak one. All right. What's the other one? The perversion. Yeah, they're so, it's so good. It's so fun. Add to cart. All right. I'm going to put my phone down, but like also kind of look at it on the side. I'm glad you enjoyed my game. Thank you for talking makeup with me.
Well, now that we dove into that right away without asking you anything about yourself, Kat.
Yeah.
That's all right. No, anytime you want to ask me any makeup thing, anytime, I'm always online.
Yeah, she was ready too. All right, guys. She was ready.
I know, but like, you know, do you want to like tell us about yourself, how you got into the makeup industry, how you ended up with over 700,000 followers on YouTube?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I even forget about the numbers and such. So I'm like one of the grandmothers of YouTube. I've been on there for over 13 years, almost 14
years.
Oh, wow.
So I was only 2 years after it started, and I come from a family of portrait artists, and I went to art school and I started drawing on my face instead of drawing actual people's faces after I held my first art gallery. And then like when I was in college, I would paint people's faces at kids' birthday parties, and I decided to do it online, and it blew up from there because I did this series that was like creepy Disney princess with a twist. And then one of them got over 30 million views.
Oh my God.
It just took off from there. And I'm like, I should go to school for this so I could get actually better and not just like paint with eyeliners on my face. So I did that. And then, I've been working in the industry for 8 years now. I interned with Paramount Pictures and I got to work for like the commercial side. So I show people how to get the Terminator makeup at home, or I worked on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Paramount and Scout's Guide to a Zombie Apocalypse. I met the all-time Tony Gardner, who made the zombies from Thriller, Hocus Pocus, and he was my mentor, and he let me teach his class at Cal State University of Southern California.
Wow.
It was so cool, and yeah, it was like a dream opportunity, and I've just been doing online, and now I partner with various companies to do ads online, and it's been a wild ride. And so cool. I'm here.
That's really awesome.
Now I do like spooky stories, as well. Like I always get spooky stuff happen to me, so I'm like, why not tell spooky stories while turning into creepy creatures? So now it's what.
Yeah. I just saw the Wednesday one that you just did, and it was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just finished watching Wednesday yesterday. I loved it. It was so good.
Don't you dare spoil it for me because I haven't seen all of it yet.
It's so good. I was so surprised.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised too. I love Jenna Ortega. I think she is an amazing actress. She's been in so many things that I've seen. Not like a lot, like a ton, but like I saw her in Scream. I saw her in, she was really good in You. And then, so like I knew going into it that she is a good actress, but I just hoped that everything else kind of fit around it. And it did. Everything was great. I loved it.
Yeah. It was so good. And it definitely revived me, with a smoky eye. I haven't worn a smoky eye in such a long time, and I watched it like that subtle smoke, and I was like, all right, I need to get more smudge sticks, and like that was I needed it because she looks so beautiful in that series.
It made me so upset because all the lip colors they used on her and Morticia are all discontinued Tom Ford lipsticks or other brands that are all discontinued colors.
Do they do that on purpose?
No, because a lot of makeup artists, when they're like that, because I was taught by one of the artists who did Buffy for all 10 years, and they love a certain brand. Like, I only want to use Dior. I only want to use Chanel. I only want to use Tom Ford.
Yep. Mm. That's totally a thing. Absolutely.
So what's your brand? Do you have one that you only like to use?
No. Yeah. One brand we didn't talk about that's like really up and coming and they're just in drugstore now as well is Oma Beauty. I don't know if you've heard of Oma Beauty, but they have the one of the biggest range of foundations, and they are one of the first brands to put skincare in their foundation.
Oh.
And they're great for all skin types. And it's really good.
Hmm. I wonder what skincare they have in the foundation.
And I've used it on dry, oily skin. It works on many various people.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about them. I will have to check them out.
It's UOMA.
I'm just going to be shopping the whole time. Okay.
But yeah, that's a little bit about me. Just, I try to be a jack of all trades, beauty and creatures. And
nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I was looking at your chart here. If you don't mind, we could dive a little bit into your natal chart. I really love the Aries rising to fit in with your Libra sun and Virgo moon. Mm-hmm. You're like so close to being a Leo moon. I was like, at first I thought you were a Leo moon because you're like 1 degree Virgo moon. But you have a lot of Virgo placements, actually. I mean, not a lot, but two. You're Virgo moon and a Virgo Venus, which I feel like I could see it because of how put together your looks are, like, even if sometimes like they're meant to be like out there and mm-hmm. like out, like, you know, a little bit crazy at times, you know, like I feel like they're all very like well put together, well executed. And I feel like your Libra sun would not allow anything different from that either. your Libra sun and your Virgo moon, I feel like, work really well together when it comes to like the business part of you, when it comes to like makeup and stuff. And I also found it really interesting when you were just saying before how you started doing like portraits like on your own face versus like portraits like in the art field. Like, I think that's like really cool.
That is that is really about the same thing.
I was like, wow, that's so like, it's such an interesting perspective. It's like, how can I make my face look like a different face? And I find that really cool.
What's really weird is also why I got noticed on YouTube. Like, say your favorite snack was Cheez-Its. I would crumble Cheez-Its and make your portrait out of it. And I would do that for a lot of people. Like, I don't know if you know who Jenna Marbles is, but I took my Chihuahua's paw prints. And I made Jenna Marbles with my little Chihuahua's paw prints.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
I love that.
So cool. You're so cool. You're so smart. I love it.
Thank you.
It's definitely a part has to do also with your Capricorn midheaven, I feel like, too, because I feel like your Capricorn midheaven's like, I'm going to get stuff done and I'm going to do it in a way that works for me. But like, also like, I don't know, like, I feel like Capricorn doesn't really get pinned for being like super innovative all the time, but like they're constantly building and coming up with new ideas and like trying to like, you know, get onto this like kind of like regimented lifestyle. But like, it's not even about that. It's about like, how do I like continue to build myself with like different ways of doing it, you know? So I find that I think that like that's very cool and definitely points to like the innovation for you as well. Along with the other placements that we talked about. Like, I could definitely see like art in your chart for sure, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Aries rising is what I love about people with an Aries rising is that like it gives them all of like the really great qualities of Aries without like the super bossiness that comes with like having like an Aries sun sometimes. And the fact that like you're a Libra sun and then an Aries rising, it kind of like gives you a little bit of balance where like you can still be that person that's really involved in like relationships with other people and building bonds and networking and all of that stuff. But then your Aries rising still like separates you and puts you apart from everybody else and like allows you to have like your own thing. Like, you know, like you are.
I feel like everything has to be even because I hate conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you
relate.
Go.
Yeah. Can relate.
Yeah, Tabitha has a Libra moon, Libra. So she gets it.
That's so yeah. funny you said about Capricorn because my partner's a Capricorn.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And usually, I heard that those signs don't usually should be together, but...
Capricorn and Libra?
Mm-hmm.
I think because it also depends on like the other placements in the chart for sure. Like his moon and his Venus are both really important too to look at. But I could see why Capricorn and Libra might have a little bit of a hard time because I feel like at times Libra can be like a little aloof and just like go with the flow and like free and like I want to love and give. And like Capricorn's kind of like strict dad energy, you know? So like I could see where like they may not always like work together, but I'm like a huge fan of like when looking at synastry with people that like the moon and Venus, I think, and Chiron placements, I feel like are like the most important to see how you're going to like, and I guess Mars too, to see how you're really going to like jive with somebody. But I can also see how like a Capricorn may make a Libra feel safe because Libras can be a little bit airy and like a little chaotic at times. So because of that, with like that Capricorn energy, it can allow a Libra to feel safe. So I wouldn't put that in a bad category. I don't think it, once again, just depends on the other placements for sure. Also, it was just 555.
I think that totally makes sense though with all the other placements, like absolutely big yes. Cause I know like me being a Gemini and John being a Cancer, like normally those two don't mesh well, but then when I look at all the other placements, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, I hear that a lot with Anthony being a Scorpio too. And I'm Gemini, mm-hmm. Scorpio.
I feel like Scorpio and Gemini get each other though. Like I feel like it's like the sense of humor thing is very similar.
Yes. So that's the, like, yeah, but I hear it like all the time. Like, oh my God, a Gemini with a, like I legitimately, people have given me shit for it. And it's like, I don't understand. No.
Anyway, this has just been a lot of fun with all of the technical errors we've been having.
For real. I have a question for you, Teresa, in regards to Kat's chart.
Okay.
So, like, where do you see the art? Like, I guess, what is the most artistic... What are super artistic placements? Because I never really... like thought of that.
So I think that having Neptune in the 10th house is something that, even though it is in Capricorn, it kind of points to like being able to be like expressive in your own way. And I feel like it kind of like lightens up that energy of Capricorn because it is such like a more like feminine type of energy, Neptune, and like Capricorn is like seriously like a masculine energy. So I feel like having that placement there really lightens up the Capricorn ness, and it kind of like allows you to like pick one thing and focus on it, but allowing you to be creative about it. I think that the Libra Sun and Libra Mercury, for sure. The Libra Mercury is in retrograde in your chart. So when something is in retrograde, it just means that that part of your life may have taken a little bit longer to develop. So like you may not have always been like comfortable in your own skin, like being able to express yourself and things like that. But as you get older and you grow through your chart and you learn how to... you learn certain things about yourself, it puts you in a position where you can, once again, you said balance is super important to you, you know? So like that also lends to the balance part. So I definitely think the Libra placements for sure. And your second house, well, actually, let me go somewhere else. The Pisces North Node. So Pisces, once again, very creative. It is in your 12th house, though, which I find really interesting because 12th house is usually like things that are unseen. But with like your destiny point being in there and being in really expressive Pisces, I feel like that's also a placement that may show artisticness as well. And yeah, I also, you know, I'm going to stand with what I said about the Virgo moon and the Virgo Venus as well, because even though Virgo isn't known to really be like super creative, they are very passionate about the projects that they do. And because of that, it lends to and adds to not only wanting things to be perfect, but like making sure that like when you're putting yourself out there, you're doing it to the best of your ability. So like, because you're working so hard and doing all the right things to get to where you want to be, it kind of allows you to lean into that energy and like, maybe like sometimes focus on the perfectionism of it, but like really focus on like, how does this make me happy? And how can I extend that to others? Because I feel like something that people forget about Virgo is that like, they are really here to be healers on earth. Just because sometimes they're a little bit more critical than others, it doesn't mean that they don't have this really divine purpose, which they do. So I feel like with having the Virgo moon and the Virgo Venus, it kind of also puts you in a place where you're just like really excited to like put yourself out there. But like at the same time, like you may be a little reserved when it comes to like certain things, certain topics, like that kind of stuff. Like you're never going to like, at least not right now, go out and do like your whole biography and like put your whole life that's like not the makeup world out into the world. But you have what you can to like give to people to help them feel seen and safe and loved and, you know, and that kind of stuff. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. It makes a lot of sense. It's so funny you say Pisces. I have a lot of artistic Pisces in my family.
So it's funny because the North Node is like your destiny point in your chart. So like, it's funny that like you have a lot of that Pisces energy, and then like the lesson that you're meant to learn while you're here is Pisces energy. You know what I mean? So like, that's funny. I love to see that, because like with Tabitha's children's chart, like Tabitha has a Sagittarius rising and then both of her kids are Sagittarius suns. I love to see different family connections through natal charts like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah, I come from a lot of like people that could like literally look at a photograph of you and draw exactly, like, it looks like it was printed from a computer. And so like anything I do, I'm like, oh, what are they gonna think of this? Because I don't even have as good as a drawing ability as they do.
That Virgo moon.
I was like, that screams Virgo moon to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That Virgo moon for sure. But you know what? I feel like because you also have the Capricorn midheaven, which is the mark that you're going to leave on the world, kind of that kind of stuff. I feel like even if it takes a little bit of time for you to work past that, I feel like you're just going to blow everybody out of the water because of that work ethic that you have, because of the skills that you carry, and because of the healing heart that comes behind it, you know? So that's my opinion.
Cute. Yeah, that's cool.
When did you start getting into astrology, Kat?
I would say that like my family was always kind of into that a little bit. I'm half Japanese, and so my mom's side is all Shinto Buddhist. Mm-hmm. And they're not really into astrology, but they tell, oh, your mother's a Pisces, and I didn't know what that was as a kid, so I would like look it up. And they're very like spiritual on the fact that like, as growing up, we all like heard or seen ghosts in the house, and like it was always something creepy. Oh wait, that tapping.
Yeah, it's happening again.
Oh, I heard it that time.
Okay. I didn't. It's I gone. Heard it a little bit.
Right when we talk about ghosts.
Yeah, there you go.
No, yeah, but so like,
tell us some ghost stories.
Yeah,
'tis the season.
It's so weird because it's only on like my Japanese mother's side. We all have ghost experiences, and my mom, my grandmother, me. Like my grandmother was to the point where if like one of her good friends passed, and the moment that her friend passed. She was at a hair salon getting her hair done. She said, "Do you smell magnolia flowers?" to her hairstylist. And her hairstylist says, "No." And apparently she got a phone call that night that the moment she smelled magnolia flowers, that was her friend's favorite flower and she had passed. And wow. My grandma, you know, she's Shinto. She keeps a shrine of all of her ancestors. Mm-hmm. And she would see orbs in her house and see their faces in the orbs, or see Whoa. Their shadows and robes walking around her house, and she lives alone.
That's crazy.
I love that.
And my mother, me and my mom, when I grew up, our house was super haunted. And it was in this closet that the backs of it, my mother's closet and my closet, that shared the same back. And we always feel weird energy from there. And like my mom would have a day off work, but she'd hear a male voice. She felt the breath on her ear whisper to her, says, "Aren't you supposed to get up for work on her day off?"
I hate it.
It's like, thanks for looking out, but no thank you.
Yeah, and it's a Sunday, like, she's not going to work. She worked at a library, and, like, and we would hear, like, the doors open and close and slide open, and you could just feel someone looking at you from those closets. And when I was a kid, I would see, like, shadows of people in the hallway.
Nice. My house was haunted, too, so I'm right there with you. That was very similar to my experience.
Mine was always, like, I always hear and have ghosts, my mom, too, whispering at us when we're waking up.
It's the hot breath.
Yeah, oh. But it's the hot breath for me. I can't with the hot breath. That hearing it, that's one thing, but like feeling hot ghost breath, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm sleeping. That's so rude.
What a rude
but that's also why that was a Sunday. I started doing like
going to work. Like, aren't you supposed to be getting up for work? No.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I'm trying to sleep.
Like, that's why I always like wanted to integrate it into my work too, because I always felt left out of people who actually saw ghosts and I could just hear them. Like, I would wake up sometimes in my old apartment to like screaming in my ears. I wake up to brand new writings and cursives on my boxes when I just moved into my apartment and really creepy stuff. But I never actually saw the ghosts. Way back when I was little, I saw shadows, but I never really saw a ghost. So I'm like, why not put a face to it and like do like series with makeup and my interests of just like doing cool things and telling creepy ghost stories.
I love
that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
There was something I wanted to ask, but it went right out of my brain.
Don't worry. Someone with really creepy breath is going to whisper it into your ear. Yeah.
I love the, it is kind of frustrating sometimes when you only have clairaudience and you don't have like clairvoyance, like where you can like see things, but like that's a really special gift to have too. And I can definitely understand like them really getting you when you're like sleeping, because that's, you have all of your guards down at that point. Like there's nothing like to distract you in the real world. So like, that's the time that they're like, "Hey cat, want to come and play?" Like, so I could definitely see that for sure. But yeah, maybe keep some selenite near your bed. I don't know if you collect crystals, but get some selenite and some smoky quartz.
This is the only place where I live in now where it's not any creepy thing, anything happening. But like my first apartment on my own, the creepiest stuff would happen. Like I had an anxiety ring where you could spin it on your finger, mm-hmm. and I put it the same spot every night, and something bent it in half and put it on the other side of my dresser. And then I have this picture of a grandmother that passed away and my current living grandmother. And I heard something slam down and something pushed the frame down and slid it to the back of my fridge. And I lived alone.
That's rude.
That's gross.
It's so rude. It's disrespectful.
And I found out that like I lived in this old house that they turned into a duplex. It was my first apartment. And it's the oldest neighborhood in Pasadena, California, on this big hill. And they were doing a lot of construction on that hill when all this happened. And like spirits would take my wet, they would open up my laundry while I'm doing it while it's wet.
Ah,
it's so rude.
Yeah, you have like the rudest ghosts ever.
It's like, how many mundane tasks can I fuck up for no reason at all?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm pissed. It would have,
yeah, I would be at very
that same
angry.
Place. At that same place where I just moved in with, like, you have your box that says kitchen, bedroom. And, like, mm-hmm. I woke up and someone had written in cursive, God bless you, not in my handwriting, on my boxes.
Well, at least they were sending you blessings. I would just, slowly back away. Like,
were they though? I don't know.
Set the box.
Well, I guess I don't know if it was from if you were in the South, it might not be because it could have been like a bless your heart moment. But I guess you're right. In California, so.
Could have been.
Well, you're in the, I'm in the South now. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, South are you? Now. Okay.
Uh huh.
No, that would definitely, that would send me if I woke up and someone, like, yeah, nope. No. Nope. I hate it. I hate it in a really big way. What did you do? Did you try to, like, logically figure it? Did someone fuck with you? Did you get, did you debunk it?
Well,
did you do a seance?
My neighbor, I had a duplex, the landlord was on the bottom, and my next door neighbor was someone who's known me since I was born. He was like my dad's best friend growing up. Mm. And like, he was an older gentleman, and I don't think he would mess with me.
No.
And that
no.
guy down there was rarely there.
No. Yep. Hmm. Who do you think it, what do you think it was? You think it was just someone that was like, she keeps blending her wash with the darks and the whites. I need to fix this for her. And just
to wash the wrong
send way. Her a blessing. That's what it was. She was trying to, you put some red in with your whites and she was trying to save it. For
you. I'm but, so that but, person too. Like, I do not care about colors of yeah. my wash.
Yeah. Maybe that's what was happening. They were actually looking out for you. It
they're
was a blessing.
Helpful.
Yeah, they're being helpful. Whenever they're like, you're going to ruin all your whites. What are you doing?
Whenever I talk with people, they're wondering because there was so much construction just happening right when I moved in to that place around the area.
Do you think it was disturbing something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scary.
Interesting.
That's going to live rent-free in my mind forever.
Just, nice.
God bless you in cursive handwriting that you can't identify. Yeah.
And that's the only way that they really wrote stuff back then. So
yeah,
yeah.
They don't even teach cursive anymore. Did you guys know? That's crazy to me.
I don't like it.
Sorry.
The creepy thing about the God bless you thing is, so that was one day it said God bless you. Then I go to sleep and I wake up and it say forever in the same handwriting.
That makes it worse. Why does that make it? That makes it so much worse.
Forever.
It does. Yeah.
I would have thought I was going to die, honestly. Yeah. I would have been like, this is going to kill me. God bless me forever. Like, am I dead now?
And I had all those security, like, camera, ring cameras, doorbells, all of that. So nothing, I never saw anything come into my place. It was like a shoebox apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's gross.
Crazy. Crazy.
I love it, though. I love haunted. I love that kind of stuff. I love haunted places. I've lived in haunted places my whole life. Like, I don't think I could ever, if I ever moved somewhere that wasn't haunted, I would, like, bring ghosts in. Because, like, I just feel like it's, you know, it's too empty without our spirit friends around, you know?
I have an astrology question.
Sure.
Do you think there are placements that could be, like, you're probably going to live in some haunted shit?
I feel like eighth house placements, because the eighth house is like the like doorway to the occult, and also it's like ruled by Scorpio, like naturally.
And so she has Scorpio in her eighth house
with Pluto, right?
Yeah,
Scorpio, Pluto, eighth house. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, maybe. I also feel like the 12th house too. I would probably say the 8th house and the 12th house. And your 12th house is, I think it, is it ruled by Pisces or is it just, is there just the Pisces, what's it called?
Aquarius.
The north node in
Aquarius.
There. It's ruled by Aquarius. Okay. Either way, it's interesting. Yeah, but yeah, your 8th house is ruled by Scorpio and your Scorpio Pluto is like right on the line. It's like right there. Which is interesting.
You know, what's so funny is I thought I moved to Texas away from all of that. And we recently had like an outage where we had no AC. So my best friend let us move into her family's like old house that she grew up in. And we've known each other for a very long time. So back when she lived with her parents, I would stay with them. And so many creepy stuff would happen in that house. And my boyfriend is like a non-believer. And it freaked him out being there. And I have a dog that has never been around spirit or experienced it. She's only two. And she was just barking at the pantry that always opens by itself. This bay window where we would see shadow men banging their head on the bay windows. Ugh. And like,
no.
In that house when I'd stay in her childhood bedroom, there's a little boy spirit that comes out of her closet and he would move our glasses at night and grab our ankles.
Wow, you the really ankles do thing have is the rudest up. Ghost I've ever heard of, ever.
The ankles and, is messed up. The glasses really, is, yeah. is funny. Oh, no,
too. What if you can't see?
Oh, it gets creepier.
For your glasses
it gets so much creepier. Like, she collects antiques. So she had like this antique little doll piano and it would play by itself in the middle of the night while we were sleeping. It was right by me. And she has like one of those memorial, you know, where they make for funerals, like out of people's hair, like memorial wreaths yes. with art and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a glass shadow box of that. And we'd hear tapping from the inside of it.
Oh God.
At night.
Both of those would end up on the other side of the room, smashed into pieces if that happened while I was sleeping. Little doll piano starts playing while I'm sleeping. No, I'm breaking it. It's getting flung out the window.
Look, we would go to this creepy haunted Austin antique store, and she got this doll we called Big Baby.
Oh God!
And it's a giant baby head cabbage patch antique looking doll, and its eyes were completely shut, and we couldn't open them up. And we have it on camera where its eyes are opening. And they're like cloudy and weird. And one of her dolls, she actually sold it to a museum that's haunted.
Nice.
Good. Get it the fuck out of your
house. It's so creepy. Like, there's like an eerie, like, when we'd stay there because our AC was out, there's like an eerie feeling at the end of her hall. And I was there one time and she had two pet rabbits that would freak out and lived at the end of the hall. And they'd freak out sometimes for no reason. And then, like, she said after that, like, the day after I left from visiting her, those rabbits passed out of nowhere. And they're completely healthy rabbits.
Oh, my God. I don't like
something
these
was scaring
ghosts.
Them so bad that they just straight up had a heart attack.
I don't like these ghosts either. These are the worst ghosts.
Does she still live there?
No, but it's still, that house is still in her family. So, like, her parents let us stay there when our AC went out.
I'd be like, no thanks, I'll stay in my 300 degree house, thank you.
I'll camp in a tent in the backyard, please, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, and my partner does not believe in that stuff, and he's like, there's something about that house that just freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. Got him. That's probably why they're acting so crazy. They're like, we're going to make a believer out of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, what kind of blankie you got there, Teresa? You got blankie?
Yeah, it's just a little blankie my mommy gave me.
Oh, little mommy blankie.
It's usually so jealous the one you that guys cause... get cozy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm literally in my bed right now.
Is it still hot down by you?
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees and like 97% humidity for the past week here in Houston.
Oh, man. It snowed here yesterday for me, so. It looks beautiful, though. I love the snow.
Yeah, I'm waiting for snow.
Have you ever seen snow, Kat? I know that's a weird question.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I was in California, you're like an hour from snow to the beach.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what I loved about it.
How long did you live out there? Like, were you
born out there? I just moved down here like 3 years ago. I was born and raised there. Nice. Yeah, all my family's artists. So my father actually built movie sets and my mother was an artist.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. So you said you worked with Paramount for a while, right? What was that?
Yeah,
like?
I was interning. Oh my gosh, it was such a wild experience. Like they just I just told them I'd do the internship for free. And then after a year I'm like, my family's like, you just need to get the guts to like ask them like, hey, can you actually have a job? So I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, can I like start getting paid for this? I like literally said it like that to like these executives for Paramount, and they're like, sure, we'll make a thing just for you. And that's awesome. Really cool.
That is really cool. That is so cool. What's like one of your favorite things? Brag about yourself. What's your favorite thing that you've done in that realm of?
I got to work with the personal makeup artist for Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator.
Oh, wow.
And she was like fangirling over me, and I was fangirling over her. I'm like, how do you even know who I am? Like,
and, that's awesome.
I told her, like, she was so nervous to be on camera for the internet, and she's not usually on camera. And mm-hmm. So she was asking me for pointers, and I was asking her for pointers. And we were filming a thing for Paramount, teaching people how to, like, for Halloween, get the Terminator look at home with, like, all the, like, duct tape on your arm to have a little panel and stuff. And I, cool. I could not believe that, like, I went on the set for, I think I met him on, when we did Scout's Guide to a Zombie Apocalypse movie, was Tony Gardner. And he was, like, my idol, like mentor, and he showed me the ropes of, like, he's the king of zombies. He did Chucky, he did like everything. He did Zombieland, and it was amazing. And he's like, you know, you should turn to Katy Perry because she's my best friend. I'm like, okay.
That's super
and,
cool.
Like, he's so nice, and he let me teach his class for a college course, and I was like, are you sure about this?
Wow, that's amazing. Awesome. See, look how awesome you are. That's fucking cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, that's super cool.
I was just all just from filming on YouTube. Just I was putting eyeliner on my face in my bathroom.
I love
and
it.
Look where you are now.
Yeah.
A dynasty. I love it.
That's so fun.
So I saw that you, and if you want us to cut this out, we can. But I saw that you might be considering joining us at Anahata's Purpose next year.
Oh yes, the Kimothy from Your Average Witch and Clever Kim's Curious. What's crazy is we've been friends for such a long time, and I was online talking about when I first moved out of my parents' house in my first apartment, all those creepy things. And she reached out to me like, okay, maybe you should like say a prayer and like get a crystal and do all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I don't know who you are, but I trust you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been friends ever since. And like, we would like mail each other like our favorite hot sauces and like weird jewelry and stuff, and yeah, cool. Now we're like best of friends.
Nice.
I love that.
We love Kimothy.
That's super fun. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we would I would love to have you at the Purpose.
Love that. Oh yeah, we were talking about, I had this great idea because I was obsessed with everybody's aura photos, and I actually went to a makeup event where they were doing that, and I'm like, why doesn't anyone ever do a makeup look on someone according to their aura photos? And you could do like draping of it, even like on your temples and blush, and really incorporate it on how your aura photos come out. And I'm like, that would be so beautiful on people.
That really would.
I like the idea of the aura painting, or like doing your makeup according to the aura.
Yeah. Yeah. And the girl who did the aura photos is phenomenal.
She was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. They were so cool. They were so. Did you get your photo done when you were at that makeup show?
No, I didn't, because the line was like literally 30 super minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hershey like pre-scheduled it. Like people had to like pre-pay and pre-schedule their spots for Anahata's, because it was she was
busy packed the entire time. Yeah,
she was, and she was so sweet, and she did a duo one with my friend Stevie and I, and she gave it to us, and it was very nice, and it made us cry. Aww. A lot. Mm-hmm.
I love Stevie.
I know.
We talk about Stevie so much.
Yeah, it's true. We do talk about Stevie. Well, it's cool because when you do it.
So beautiful.
Yeah, when you have your hands on the plates. So it was like we were sitting next to each other, and like I had my one hand on one plate and she had hers on the other, and it shows like what the energy is like combined. And then you can kind of see how like different things kind of cross over. And it was really interesting how she was able to pick up on like, because this is happening, this one is protective of this one and this of you in this way, and you're protective of her in this way. It's really, really interesting and cool. Yeah, definitely get an aura photo. They are dope. Mm-hmm. They are dope.
You got yours done, Tabitha, right?
Yeah.
Did Anthony get his done too?
No, he thought about it, but he ended up, I can't remember if she was like booked or if it something ended up, but he didn't get it. But I think that barring anything crazy, like with both of us leaving the kids at home this year, he'll probably get his done.
Cool.
This is random, but in people's like charts and stuff, can you see like what certain, like if they have like a psychic ability, if they have like to see or hear spirit and stuff like that? Because like sometimes this has only been happening the past few years. I will meet people in my dreams that I've never seen in my life. And I will wake up, go to the local coffee shop and see that person from my dream in person. And we'll just stare at each other.
That's awesome.
We'll just stare at each other. Okay, so you are in a really interesting position where you are an Aries rising. So because of that, like the way that your houses are set up, they're actually set up to like most of them at least, to like which sign would rule that house outside of it being like anybody's birth chart. So because of that, your fourth house is ruled by Cancer, which is, and it has your Cancer Chiron in there, which is something really deep. And I'm not really going to go into that because people don't need to be knowing your life like that. But having the fourth house in Cancer is definitely a psychic placement. Having the eighth house ruled by Scorpio with the Pluto in there, like, so Pluto isn't really known to be like that. Like, I guess it is and it isn't known to be a psychic planet. I think the biggest thing with that is because of all of the transformational energy that it holds, and with it being in the house of transformation and all of that stuff, I feel like that definitely is a thing. Your ninth house is ruled by Sagittarius, which once again is like the ninth house is naturally ruled by Sagittarius, and that gives you like a lot of higher thinking and like all of that stuff. And then also with the Pisces north node, so yeah, I would say that you definitely have a lot of intuitive psychic placements in your chart for sure, in my opinion. And I mean, like all of the stories that you were telling, I was gonna say, like, I think you're just like really, really psychic. I don't think it's that you're necessarily like moving into all of these really haunted places. I mean, maybe you are, but like I think it's just that also your ability is like so strong that like they're looking for you. Like you're kind of like a light bulb that's on, so that like, spirits and stuff are more attracted to you because they know that you can hear them, you know. And even though it may not be something that you could do visually yet, having like the auditory is just the beginning of opening up your third eye to seeing, because that's something that I definitely started with. For me was a lot of like the auditory stuff, but as I got older and the more that like I did meditations and like did things specifically to open up my third eye, I don't, like I'll either see things in my mind's eye or out of the corner of my eye. It's never like there's a ghost standing right in front of me. What am I going to do? You know, it's always like just out of my view, or like I can imagine it like in my mind. So like as you continue to like hone your skills, and like if that's something that you're interested in doing and like continuing psychic development, like I feel like all of the other senses like naturally kind of like click into place, if that makes sense.
I always heard theories that like people who hear or see ghosts, they've been, as creepy as it sounds, like maybe close at death's door. And there was a moment when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and I was trying to keep up swimming at a lake with my cousins who were teenagers, and I couldn't swim all the way across the lake to reach them, and I was drowning. And I remember falling to the bottom of the lake and looking up. It's, I don't know what or who pulled me out of water, but I just woke up on the shore of the water. Wow. And like ever since then, I've been seeing, that's when the only time after that I saw the shadows of ghosts, but I've only been hearing ghosts since I was 8 years old.
Wow. I wonder if like the near-death experience like triggered something like in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I know one of our facilitators at Anahata's had a near-death experience, mm-hmm. and now she teaches one of the most popular class at mm-hmm. Anahata's. And yeah, it completely changed her. Completely changed her. I'm sure that has a part of it.
I know somebody who experienced a near-death experience, and it was like too much for them. So they like actually remember like a walk-in coming in and like taking their place like in their body. And like she was very young also, but she said like ever since then, like her life has been totally different. Like she said, mm-hmm. she almost like remembers somebody coming in and being like, I'll handle this for you. And like, kind of like switched souls real quick, like, you know, so like I could definitely see how that also might be something, you know, like yeah. a guardian angel coming for protection.
Yeah, because when that happens, you don't really see anything. You like, it's like dark and light, and you just feel movement and pulls. I don't know how else to explain it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never had a near-death experience, thank God, knock on wood. But I could see how, but I like that theory of like, even though it is a little scary, like if you're able to see spirit, like you're closer to death's door. And like, I don't think it necessarily means that like you're going to die sooner, but maybe you just have like that deeper connection, you know, with spirit and like with the veil being thin, you know?
Almost like you put that one foot on the other side for, and then, you know, came back and took a little bit with you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like even sometimes now when I'm asleep, even though like the ghost hearing isn't really there anymore, like I will wake up in a panic and like my partner will be right there. And I said, oh, I just dreamt that you were outside messing with the Halloween decorations. And you were like pulling the car in the garage, and it freaks him out because he says, I was just doing that before you woke up.
That's crazy.
It's like so you still left have premonitions.
Yeah.
Weird.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Or you just astral project. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Astral project. That's crazy. So like when that happens to you, do you notice if you wake up feeling any different, like more tired, or is it harder to wake up or anything like that?
I get night terrors too, and I'm usually sweating a lot, and I wake up like out of breath.
Wow. Dreams are crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams are crazy.
They are crazy.
I have really crazy dreams all the time. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, there was one more thing that we wanted to do with you today. Tabitha, you got something over there?
I do. I have Would You Rather Makeup Edition.
Would you rather makeup edition?
Cute. Okay, so, all right. starting off coming in hot. Would you rather have a bad base or bad eye makeup?
Bad eye makeup.
Same.
Because I could hide it with bangs.
Mm-hmm.
But once that base cracks, it's done for. I have flashbacks. I was in a meeting with a big makeup store person, and I had eye allergies, and so like I cried my concealer off right before the meeting. And I was the first one in this group meeting before everyone else. And so it was just me and this person, and they were like, oh, what's wrong with your makeup? I'm like, oh, it's just eyes. They're like, are you crying? I'm like, oh, it's just eye allergies, so my concealer's coming off. And they said, well, maybe next time you'll be prepared.
That's crazy.
I want to know who it is so bad.
We can talk about it off air.
Yes. It's off air.
I hate that. I hate that. How rude.
That is rude.
I heard that Anastasia, like, they want to know your astrological signs of all the employees.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Specifically Norvina.
Wants to know everyone's signs. That's interesting. I wonder what sign they hire the most.
I know. I was so curious. I guess they want it as like a good work environment to like know what they're dealing with type thing.
That's something that I've always wanted to offer to businesses. like, let me do like chart readings for like your business and like figure out like what the best way to work with each employee is. Mm-hmm. That's something that's on the horizon because I find that really interesting. And I feel like for people that believe in astrology, it could be a really helpful tool for sure. So that's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. I agree with the eye thing though. And I really hate that person for saying that to you.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Eye allergies are really, yeah, like, was it, what did you put like a crazy red or was like a red dye allergy? Ugh, they're the worst. And yeah, all of your makeup will just come right off. It's literally.
It was just my concealer. So it was like, it looked like I was just crying paint.
Oh, God.
That red dye will get you. It'll get you.
Next time I'll be more prepared. Ugh, that's rude. Okay, that's so rude. Libra and Gemini say bad eye makeup. Do you think any of the signs would choose a bad base?
Do I think any?
Do you think any of the zodiac signs would choose something else instead of the bad eye makeup? I only ever do my eye makeup, so I guess I would choose a bad base. And I'm a Leo. So
wait, are you the Leo? You're the Leo of the group.
I am the Leo. Yes.
I was just going to say that because. Yeah, like I say, my best friend does not care about her base. She just wants like magenta eyeshadow.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. This is the color palette that I use. Got it for $30, and this is where I live. These colors, these like sparkly, like pigmented, like colors. That's usually where I live. So, yeah.
All right.
I dig so it. Leo would choose the bad base. Got it.
Yep.
All right. Would you rather wear a neutral eye for the rest of your life or a neutral lip?
Neutral lip all the way.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
See, I'm the opposite because I love lip colors. I love them. I love it so much. And I feel like it's such an easy thing, too. Just a nice little neutral eye. And just bam! Wear a blue lip. I'm gonna scare you.
You also have really nice lips, though, Rachel. Thanks. I feel like your lips are like, you know, when you put on like a bold lipstick, like it really pops on your face.
Thanks. Yeah, that's my thing. I'd rather do that anyway. So for me, that's the neutral eye and the bold-ass lip.
I'll just always remember that orange lip you had at Anahata's the first time.
I still wear it a lot. Smash bag. Out loud. Yeah, smash bag out loud. Yeah.
Smash bag.
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite lip stains. If they ever get rid of it, I'm going to rage.
Fight somebody.
Smash bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smash bag.
I'm only going to think of it as smash bag now.
Yeah.
Wait, this
I'm going to get my smash bag lipstick.
All right. Oh, man. Would you rather wear the wrong foundation shade or no foundation at all? This is not something to ask 2000s kids. The kids that were growing up in the 2000s with the wrong.
I'd rather wear no foundation because you didn't say anything about concealer.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yep. I agree. Or even a little color correcting. There's a lot of things you can do. You don't need foundation.
Loopholes.
Loopholes.
Loopholes. Exactly.
So many loopholes with these would you rathers.
There is.
Well, see, that's skilled makeup artists. They're like, you know what? It's okay because if I can't do this, then I'll do this. I know it all.
All right, who do you think that there's any signs that would choose the wrong foundation shade?
Oh,
maybe Aquarius just for fun. Like,
yeah that's
who do, you like... Think, who do you think would come out looking like orange?
Who's the most chaotic and like loved the like Snooki era?
Exactly. See,
I feel like it's gonna have to be Leo, but I feel like Leo wouldn't allow themselves to.
See, the thing is, Leo would do it, but they would think that it's working.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is the right shade. I'm bronze.
I'm bronze.
I'm bronze.
The rest of you is pale.
It's just because I love the gold so much. I'm just going to make myself bronze instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again,
it's
literally
all about the blend, you know? Every 2000 is good.
That's such a bad.
The concealer instead of lipstick.
Oh yeah. My God.
There's somebody I follow on Instagram that they're always doing that as like their videos. Like they do videos yeah. like back in the 2000s yeah. and they're always putting the concealer on and it's like.
Her lips look like an Audi belly button just yeah. constantly.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Oh, I hate it, but it's accurate. You can't deny that.
Especially can't like deny the duck that. Clip era, remember?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
With like our potato quality cell phones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were so cool, though.
Let's just talk about
and that. Obviously like the MySpace. Thing. The MySpace angle.
Yeah, the
oh yes.
Yeah. Looking what'd up under say, the Tabitha? Brow.
I said I was just talking about the pink hot pink razors, the razor cell phones
oh my God. Today.
I had one.
All right.
Nice.
Would you rather give up primer or setting spray?
Setting spray.
Setting spray.
Because sometimes setting spray actually doesn't work for people or melt right with whatever powder you're using and. Foundation combo.
Nice. I would say setting spray because I don't ever use setting spray, but I always use primer for my eyeshadow. So
yeah. I've tried different setting sprays and I just don't I guess I just haven't found the right one yet, but they just don't work that great for me. Do you think anybody would give up primer?
Oh yeah, I forgot what her sign is, but I have a friend who's like, I just don't. She's really into makeup, really good and really famous online. And I just don't understand primers. I hate them. They never work for me and I never use them. And I'm like, really? Wow. And she has like collabs with actual makeup companies. She's so popular. And I'm like, what?
Maybe Pisces or like Scorpio. They're like, I don't need it.
I don't need it. Maybe. Would you rather not wear makeup for a year or not drink coffee for a year? I'm going with not wear makeup for a year. That's
yeah, I can't live without coffee.
I know, but then like your whole business just for one whole year, you just can't work.
Oh, that's true. Gosh. I would have to drink like a gallon of like highly caffeinated tea.
Even energy drinks forever.
So I guess I do. I don't even like the taste of coffee. I just use it for the energy. I'm one of those terrible people that their coffee tastes like a candy bar.
Same. I guess I
have to do that.
Yeah, I think I would honestly give up coffee for a year. I don't wear makeup that much, but I like to wear make. Sometimes I really like to wear it. You know. And I could drink tea. Once again, the loopholes, the workarounds.
You didn't say nothing about no caffeine.
Yeah. It's just just coffee.
Just coffee.
Coffee.
Okay. Would you rather have only 60 seconds to do your daily makeup routine or have to do a full glam 1 hour transformation every time you do your makeup?
1 hour, because like with my look, I would get that and it'd be like, oh, you have an interview with a popular live television network and you have so long. Yeah, I would probably have to do the 1 hour.
Yeah.
But then like, I don't know. Yeah, I could do that. Because some of my content takes me like 4 hours, like. Last year, 4 years ago, I did an authentic, like, Santa Claus that took me 22 hours to do the beard, makeup, and everything.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Not 22 hours straight, though.
No, just for the beard styling and then the makeup.
Yeah.
It's still crazy.
That is crazy. Who do you think would choose 60 seconds?
I feel like Aries has no time. They're like, I ain't got no time to sit down. Gemini, I feel like also, like, I feel like Gemini may want to do the 60 minutes because they want it to look good, but also, like, they have a lot of other important things to do. Capricorn.
I can feel a Capricorn, yeah. I was going to say Capricorn because they're very, like, I just want to go out here and make money. Forget about this.
I'm, like, so torn. My Gemini and Capricorn are definitely torn because it's, like, yeah. 60 seconds, that's not enough. But the waste, like, for a whole hour, like, my makeup routine for every day for work, I have it down 10 minutes max. Like, I can get everything done in 5 minutes if I need to. But if I'm doing, yeah, if it's, like, a full glam look, I definitely want that. I don't know. I just, the idea of having to do my makeup for an hour every day sounds exhausting. It sounds exhausting, and then I would end up probably like fucking things up because I'd have to keep. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm conflicted.
It also doesn't say like what a 1 hour transformation would look like, because, like, I mean, you just said you have your whole makeup routine in like 10 minutes or less. Your daily makeup, you know. So, like, would it have to be like?
Are we loopholing this?
We're loopholing it.
Yeah,
we're loopholing it because, like, an hour I can like shower, have my hair done, have my makeup done. Be dressed and out the door. Like,
there you go. Give yourself an hour to do all of everything.
I mean, and technically that does turn into a full transformation. Because this is Ragamuffin Rachel right now. But like, give me an hour and I can change some things.
I can change some things.
But I guess if the loophole is there, sure, yeah. But also, that can't be the loophole because they can't expect people to do that in 60 seconds.
True.
But thank you for trying to do it. I'm gonna have to do the hour.
I was giving effort.
You were helping me out, and I really appreciate it.
I was trying to give you a hand up. It didn't work, but
I know. I love it.
Oh, okay. Would you rather only use mattes or only use shimmers?
Shimmers for me. For sure.
I was gonna say Leo's definitely choosing the shimmer.
I would have to pick matte only because of my job.
Yeah.
Because I can't like set a face and body paint with shimmer.
Yeah. True.
All right, job aside, what would you rather do?
I would probably choose shimmer. Because I can't live without highlight.
Yeah.
It's important. But I'm like, what if you just really, really moisturize? Because moisturize is so good. And just all of the essence and skincare, maybe it'll pop through. You don't need to put that much matte foundation on. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with that one, too.
I'm just picturing, like, chalk white matte highlighter.
Oh, no.
Horrible. Never mind. I take it all back.
Take everything back, shimmers.
Like, you can't even use this shimmery gloss. It's like just matte. Remember in like the early, like the 2014s when everyone had the mattest liquid lips and they went like this and you could see the line in their lips?
Yeah.
Why are you attacking me? I thought we were cool, you know. You're attacking me.
I act like this on my own podcast.
Yeah. No, it's I relate really hard to that. Shout out to Kat Von D and Stila.
So I mean, lip stains, I was doing it too.
Used to do that to me. It was everyone had it was that was the lip stain. Mm-hmm.
I loved that purple grayish lipstick color that everyone made in the mid 2013 to 2015 era.
Yep.
That was my favorite.
Yep.
Who do you think would choose matte?
Scorpio.
Capricorn. Virgo.
Yep.
Taurus and Libra would definitely choose shimmer.
Yeah, I agree. And I think maybe Cancer might choose matte too, because I feel like they don't really love to stand out that much.
People have to be careful with shimmers too, because I noticed companies putting asterisks on the backs of their palettes now. because the glitter's too chunky in their shimmer shadows, and it's labeled as like they have the asterisk because it says not in totally for eye use because because there's a difference between craft glitter and cosmetic grade glitter, and
wow,
that scares me.
Yeah,
yeah,
things you don't think about.
Yeah.
Especially for somebody like me that just like, give me all the glitter. I don't think about
that. It can legit get into your eye and like scratch your eyes and like cause damage.
Jeez. Gotta be more.
Be careful with your glitters out there, guys.
My mother got sent to the hospital from a splinter in her eye from a pencil eyeliner.
I hate it.
Ugh.
Ugh, that makes me cringe.
Yes. Agreed. I love glitter though. I still love it.
You could take it off with tape.
That's smart.
That's true.
Mm. Wow. All of the tips. All of the insider scoop with Cat Sketch.
All right, we have two more.
All right.
All right. Would you rather, damn, calling you out, not do makeup for a year or never watch another YouTube video again?
Oh my god.
Damn. Ever again. I'm sorry. It said ever again.
Never watch another YouTube video, but I have to watch my own. That's hard.
That's okay. We'll use that as a loophole because you do have to edit it. So yeah. It's okay.
It's not on YouTube when you edit it.
And loopholes, your favorite YouTube people often put their highlights on Instagram and TikTok.
There you go.
There you go. That's true.
Facebook.
Fun fact.
So you could still see it. You just won't see the whole video. You'll just see the beginning and the end. Just the transformation. But that's okay for me too, though. Because sometimes I don't have the brain capacity to watch a whole video. So like Reels and TikTok is like perfect for me. Love it.
Mm-hmm. There's some creepy story YouTubers I'm really gonna miss.
Yeah.
In my year. Or, I'm sorry, never again.
I might take them no makeup for a year for you, because then that's just a year off where you can vacation and do all the things, you know, like just take a year off and then you could still watch all of your favorite YouTubers and then you can come back better than ever. And people are like, oh my God, Cat Sketch is back. And then you get like another 5 million followers because everybody's so excited that you're back.
I feel like people who have that luxury have like 5 million subscribers or more.
Yeah,
it's really hard to do.
I know. I'm sure. Couldn't even imagine.
All right.
Who do you think would choose? What signs do you think would choose no makeup for a year?
Cancer, Virgo. Same people that would choose the matte looks. Cancer, Virgo.
Yeah. Well, Capricorn.
This one, I really love YouTube. I like to learn all the things. I like to watch people renovate their ancient castles that they purchase and redo. And I love YouTube. I don't know. I feel like I learned so much on YouTube.
Yeah.
That I would hate to give that up. I would hate to give that up. I would give up makeup for a year to keep YouTube.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I think.
I said what I said.
Yeah, never watch another YouTube video ever again is what gets me.
Yeah.
Especially
your kids are.
Yeah.
Well, that's not me. That's my kids. They can live. Oh. They'll live. They'll survive. Just kidding. They would die. They would literally die without YouTube. It would be.
Yeah.
Especially like end. People now watch YouTube videos to teach themselves how to renovate parts of their houses or for recipes and all types of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would do the no makeup for a year.
If it wasn't for YouTube, I don't know if my chickens would be alive. Okay. Like, I don't know if I would have ever gotten chickens. I've watched so many chicken videos before I got fucking chickens.
Yeah.
And if anything goes wrong with chickens, I'm like, let me look it up on YouTube. There's mad farmers on there just sharing all their chicken knowledge on the YouTube. I can't live without that.
Thanks, farmers.
Thanks so much.
guys are really nice.
They're right. Like so nice.
They're really nice, you know?
Yeah.
The nicest. Okay, one has to go. Highlight, bronzer, or blush?
Bronzer. Because I already look like a pale child. I don't need bronzer. You didn't say anything about contour.
Yeah, that's why I was like, because you could use like some matte shadows as a contour for it. Yeah, and blend that in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Cool beans.
I feel Leo wouldn't want to get rid of a bronzer.
I was going to say blush. blush, but yeah. I feel like bronzer makes more sense to get rid of when you put in that you can do contour still. Like that was a good point. Because of that point, I will stick with bronzer.
Because of that point.
Whatever sign loves fake tanning, they wouldn't want to get rid of bronzer either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who do you think? Well, all right. Who do we choose?
Maybe
who
Sagittarius.
Who do you say use the wrong foundation? Because those are the people.
It's Aquarius. But Aquarius was doing it for shock factor.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like Sagittarius, though, because they want to always look like they were on vacation.
Mm. Fair.
Mic drop. Mic drop. It was really a lighter. I would not drop my microphone. That would be bad. Not on purpose, anyway.
All right. Well, cool. That's it. That's all I got for the would you rathers.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Kat, now you were a part of a would you rather. How do you feel?
Oh my gosh. You guys are so innovative in like, because like, your would you rathers isn't simple. It's so interesting to the people around you.
Thank you. Yeah. We like to have fun. You know, we want to keep it interesting and fun and out there. You know, we're a bunch of crazy people at the end
of the day. That's really what it comes down to. Yeah.
That's a good thing. Then it's never boring because most people's are would you rather marry a Kardashian or date this person, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's more generic.
We did steal these. Yeah. We should give credit. We did steal these from the Newberry Girl. So,
hey, but we did the research to Newberry. Find them. You know,
yeah. I mean, this could be like a talk show where they're like, "Which one would you kiss?" And it shows like the two famous people, and then you gotta like keep going. Like, yeah, you know, we're not that. You know, even if we looked up the would you rathers, it works.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So thank you to the Newberry Girl.
Thank you, Newberry Girl.
Yeah.
We appreciate. All right. And thank you, Kat, for coming on to Geminis and a Leo.
Thank you.
This was so much fun.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much for joining us and for letting me have an outlet of talking about makeup.
Anytime, you can shout at me across the internet anytime. We can talk about makeup and I'll tell you all the sales that you'll probably want to spend money on.
I was just like looking at my cart and I was like, Rachel, you need to focus.
I was like, Milk Cosmetics like, is having yeah, Milk Cosmetics has a good sale right now too on their the last of their collections before the new year. And they have those new glide-on eye pencils.
They got new glide-on.
There are these glide-on eye pencils, so they brighten your under eye without it being like that stark white. So they're all these certain flesh tones, and they glide onto the heat of your skin. And I think they're on sale, but definitely their Mariposa collection. It's just the last bits of them are on sale, too.
They legit have a collection called Bad Zodiac. Bad Sign Zodiac right now.
I was going to mention that. I almost forgot. They're really into astrological too, and they have colors for certain signs.
Oh, yep. That's cool.
Yep. And I'm like looking at the air palette, and I'm like, yeah, that air mini palette is me all day.
I know ColourPop has many. ColourPop also has astrological collections as well.
We'll have to check those out.
Yeah, we'll have to like make a list of all the makeup brands that have the astrological stuff.
I think those are the only two.
I have to remember who Nope, I'm not gonna find it. It's a drugstore brand, but I like saw it was like a lip gloss. I have to see if I can find it. What is that? Yeah, it's like Wet n Wild. It's like nothing crazy, but it was just like this crazy. This is Virgo.
I love that brand. Nice. I forgot they did one too. I love that brand. I actually had that collection. Yeah, they did that.
Yeah, Virgo would like just jumped out at me, and it was just like they didn't have much left because they must have sold out really fast. But it was like Virgo, and like Scorpio was like a black glitter gloss or something. It was crazy.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Their BB Cushion Foundation is supposed to be a Dior Air Flash dupe, but their color selection is crummy.
Huh.
Mm. Mm. That sucks. I do love my Air Flash.
Their Carebear collection was out of this world. Wet n Wild.
Nice. Mm. That sounds really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see the Melt Gemini eyeshadow palettes, and now I'm looking at them, and I'm having a problem. Okay, so is it the Apricot Cream Waterline Pencil? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The Caramel Waterline Pencil? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. And apart.
All right, well, before Rachel spends
$5 million later. Yeah. All right. Astro Hose out.
Astro Hose out. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was so much fun. This is the most fun I've ever had at any interview ever.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Geminis and a Leo. If you enjoyed it, we would love to see you over on our social media.
We have an Instagram at Two Geminis and a Leo. We are on Facebook, also at the same handle, Two Geminis and a Leo.
And you can shoot us an email at twogeminioneleo@gmail.com.